Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey there, Kay.
How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
All right. Yeah, and we're doing a show. I'm fabulous.
Yeah, in studio, like you say, the whole family.
The whole family is here. I got awesome. My husband and my dog here. Dog.
I am just listening.
Yeah.
Is a little bit excited.
Yeah, he's really
about the prospect.
He's adorable, though.
Playing the ball. He is adorable.
Oh, my gosh.
He's cute.
And the dog's
cute. Okay.
Yes, I
wasn't sure who you're talking about.
Both
there.
Adorable.
Yeah.
But he's as you can see, very persistent about ball time.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
It's a serious business when it comes to ball time.
How long does that go on for? Like
as
a session?
As long as you'll throw it.
Really?
Yeah. Could be hours.
Really? You just keep that going?
Yeah,
he's not gonna stop.
He's not gonna stop.
Wow.
The cutoff needs to be from a human, not from Clover.
I see, yeah. And then he'll realize it, like it's done.
Yeah. Like
it's cute.
At the park, I have to actually put it away.
Yeah.
And after I put it away, then he's interested in drinking water on hot days.
Oh, it's not until then.
Yeah, because sometimes he'll drink waters in between sessions a little bit, but mainly not interested until I put the ball in the purse. Then he's like, oh yeah, I'm thirsty.
No, I forgot about the ball.
Yeah, so I gotta keep tabs on his specialness.
It's cute.
He's really persistent about it. Anyway, I think we're gonna probably just hang.
Yeah.
And talk about some fun stuff on the show this week.
Yeah, that's the best kind of shows, I think. Yeah.
I guess we'll start. Let's just start the show and then we'll just get into it.
I like
that.
We
got some serious stuff to discuss.
Really?
Maybe not serious, serious in that there's big stuff going on.
All right.
All right.
In the supermarket or?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I don't know what area of the world, but okay.
I got to make up some supermarket story real fast.
No, it's okay. I just was wondering. All right.
All right, let's start the show.
Awesome.
This is the Parenting Age Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, mother.
Hello.
Hi.
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 How you doing?
This is fun.
This is fun.
Catch the ball.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Winning?
La 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 la.
Well, you want to woo woo? It's that woo woo. You know what I'm saying? Woo woo! Woo!
Yeah, baby!
Hey now!
Oh, wow!
We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha.
You betcha.
Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school.
Woo!
With the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Yeah, we are broadcasting live from a Boston suburb. Today is, oh my gosh, what is it? It is August 25th, 2019. I think lawnmowers are still happening. I don't know what the right thing is there. this is episode 342.
I think so.
I believe.
Yeah.
Over a quarter million listens and growing.
Holy shit.
Most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
And my name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right across from me is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. DKPodcast.com is our website. We are also on Facebook and Twitter at DK Radio Show. No Instagram for us, sorry. But we are also available to listen to at blogtalkradio.com. And if you scroll down. You can join us in the chat room and just say hi. And if you're listening between 7 and 8 this evening, you can call us at 661-467-2416. Speak one to talk to the host. Just hold on to listen.
Yep.
You can be just listening. And that's pretty much it. That's how you can keep up with us.
That's good. Yeah.
So we are
trying to keep up.
Live back in studio.
No, this is great. Yeah.
After 1 week in on the Skype. Sorry, just sometimes. Sometimes I just got to do the Skype in.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Life happens.
It's hard. Sometimes yeah. You're just. It's a lot. We had a. We had a lot of house stuff going on last weekend. It was a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to relax and not get in my car again for the 80th time that weekend. Cha-cha-cha. So.
Sure.
Yeah. So I guess the news is maybe out as we have are moving.
Whoa.
House.
Congratulations!
We are moving house.
Moving house.
In fall.
Uh-huh.
So that's exciting.
You have a time.
We have a date-ish.
Wow.
I mean, there's a closing date that is a date. However, this is new construction, so I'm not really sure if that closing date is perhaps a true closing date. We're going to hope so. And I'd love to get there. Very close, if not on that date.
Well, sure.
So, yeah. But that'll be later in the season, and it's going to be quite the marriage changer. Eva's come over here.
Oh.
Quite the marriage changer, because we are gaining... Can I have a timpani, please?
Uh-huh.
We are gaining an extra... bathroom.
Whoa.
We're gonna have more than one bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
After years of living in a one bedroom, one bathroom.
Whoa.
We'll be in a two bedroom, two bathroom.
Wow, and you've made it this far, so that's an accomplishment.
It's very precarious, yes, but we've made it this far.
Two bathrooms are great. I mean you could both, there's lots of things that you benefit from that.
I'm very excited to not. Can you get the dog, please? I'm very excited not to have to wait to poop.
Yeah.
If I need to poop.
Everybody can go at the same time.
Everybody can go at the same time.
Usually involves someone traveling a little further to get there, but.
Well, I mean, it's not that big.
Yeah.
So it'll just be around the corner-ish.
There you go.
But I'm very thrilled. And the spare bathroom, the second bedroom bathroom, not the master bathroom, happens to have a closet in it. So it's like a little bit bigger than the master, which
bonus.
Is kind of whatever, but like, cool.
That's always good, extra closet, yeah.
And we gain back a very valuable asset, which I am very excited to get, a bathtub.
Oh, nice.
Super excited about having a bathtub. Haven't had a bathtub for 3 years now.
That's good.
So I'm going to take some. I got to go to Lush and get those bath bombs.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Those
yeah.
Those are things. And I can give my plants a bath.
Oh, is that a thing?
Week. Yeah.
Oh, like you could spray them?
I could spray them
now. Oh, that's kind of nice. Yeah.
I do that now in the sink anyway, but I don't do them all at the same time.
You could do a bunch in the
bathtub.
I could
do a bunch at the same time. Just
oh, that's
get
great.
Them all clean. Because I hate. I mean, I don't mind having to take them all like. Individually, but I mean, it's fun to do them all at once. What is going on with the dog?
Excited.
Can you assist him, please? Yeah, but I mean, it looks like something bad might happen eventually.
He's digging through the bag.
Yeah,
there?
He's digging. He's trying to get in the bag because I think there is another ball inside. So he's looking for items. Interesting.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Well,
and
good
we're
for you guys.
Also a porch.
Oh, outdoor space.
Outdoor space.
Yeah, I love a porch.
So a porch show, I guess.
Oh yeah, we haven't done the. We got a nice big porch here. We haven't done the show.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot.
Yeah. We should do that before it gets cold out there.
Yeah, you got to set that. Oh, you know, why don't we do it in the middle of winter?
Oh, we did middle of winter, yeah.
You know what? That would be kind of fun, actually, just to show in the middle of winter, just when it's...
Porch show.
It's like when it's like
got our jackets
30 degrees
on.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. So I'm very excited. And I'm gaining a couple of closets, too. Like
Oh, my. That's good
like
news for
storage
you.
Storage closets.
Uh-huh.
I'm thrilled.
Wow.
I should put some like hanging rod in one of them. Anyway, very excited.
Nice.
Super thrilled.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So that's the tea. And hoping
fall, you said fall time.
Fall time.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's, but as we know, moving is always super fun.
Oh my gosh.
So Eve has been running all over the town, grabbing boxes off of Craigslist.
Oh, nice. Like free stuff. Oh,
free
that's
boxes.
Smart. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think he even scored one of those garment boxes.
And you'll be, and you'll be sort of, off the cycle of all the crazy people moving.
Yes.
Right?
So I'm hoping
the end of this month.
I'm hoping in early September there'll be even more boxes.
Yeah, you can just cash in on that.
Do we need more boxes? Okay. I haven't seen the boxes he's been collecting, but he's been a little bit obsessive about it.
I like it.
So
I like the free angle. That's even better. Yeah.
What is going on with the dog? Can we help the dog? It's very distracting, Eve.
I like it's like stuff all over the place. He's like,
yeah. Can you not? Can we not have the
cute
stuff all over the place, Eve?
That's all right.
Can you sort this out, yeah, please. I mean, I don't know what's going on with him, but like, I don't want to like leave stuff everywhere, you know. Anyway, so that's what's going on. So
that's exciting. Yeah.
So
that's big time.
In the process of getting rid of a bunch of stuff too.
Sure.
I don't want to take, you know, stuff to the new place that I'm not going to use. So it's a process.
There's Clover.
He just licked the microphone. That's disgusting. Now I have to put my mouth up against it. It's gross.
Oh, he's so cute. Look at that face. Oh, look at that face.
He is a cutie.
That pup face.
Patootie. If you guys have not seen Clover, he has his own Instagram.
There you go.
At @Clover_Cavalier.
Oh.
There it is.
Nice.
I don't know how many followers he has. He's
pretty popular.
I don't think he's super popular,
yeah,
but I think he's got like less than a thousand.
Does he post a lot?
He doesn't. He's bad.
Oh yeah.
He's really bad about it. Last time he posted was probably like a week ago.
Okay.
Okay. He's got 893 followers.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a lot.
Well, I mean, it could be
for
more.
For someone with no thumbs, I mean, that sounds pretty high.
The last time he posted was August 12th. So he needs to get on that. You know. I mean, he needs to step up his game, his Insta game. Cuz the last time I posted was yesterday.
Oh, okay. you're on top of it.
I have 1,699 followers.
Oh my goodness.
I need one more follower to put me over the 1,700.
There you go. Put the call out.
Somebody, the organized, I can't even say my own handle. The Organized Soprano. That is my handle. Please follow it and give me 1,700
nice
followers.
There you go.
Not that that number means anything, but I'd like it to change, you know?
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
so our exciting house, we got some house improvement, home improvements.
I saw Sarah was digging some holes in the back.
Yeah, she's she's very busy digging some rocks out.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Because we're putting in a hot tub.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Wait, have you purchased this hot tub?
We did.
Oh my god.
I
so
know.
It's like now it has to happen.
It's coming probably about a week.
You're getting a hot tub?
Yeah. Outside?
Your home is like a Sims house. Because <It's, laughs> no one has the hot tubs anymore except for in the Sims.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's nothing, it's not like a crazy expensive one.
Do you know in the Sims you can woohoo in the hot tub?
Really?
Yeah, you can try for baby in the hot tub. You can do all kinds of things in the hot tub. There's a bunch of places where your Sims can woohoo.
Yeah.
The hot tub is one of them.
Well, it seems like a good place to woohoo.
It is.
It's going to be a 4-person one.
Okay. So only 4 people can get in at the same time.
You could maybe sneak in 5. I've seen
are these
people.
After eights bad or good?
Oh, those. No, you don't want to eat those.
Really?
I don't think. I mean,
okay,
you can try. But
I'll trust you.
But I don't think that's. Yeah,
they're not good. They're from like.
Sweetie
the
was
80s.
Saying we should just be throwing those out. At
oh,
this
okay.
Point. Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah, I've seen it listed as a 6-person, but that's just crazy. It's really a 4-person. It's got like a little seat. That's out like a cooling off seat.
Uh huh.
So I don't know if that counts.
So 2 couples can fit in it.
Oh yeah, quite nicely. We tried it out the other night. So yeah, it should be great. We got to do some pavers. We're doing like a little patio thing out there.
You're doing some work.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it all ourselves. So that's going to be the next few days after work. Yeah.
Wow.
Digging.
So when do you anticipate it being done? Because it's getting kind of cool outside.
Oh yeah, no, it's perfect. We're planning to use it all year round.
Really?
Oh, in the winter?
You'll go out there in the wintertime and like take off your
drop trowel.
Wow.
Yeah. Just right in.
Does it get covered? Okay.
It gets covered.
Is the cover something you manually put on, or is it one of those cool automatic covers?
No, we manual. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is nothing.
It's not futuristic.
No.
Okay. No. That's fine.
It doesn't have like phone integration. Some of them do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You could get it going before you get home or something like that.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. But it's just, we're going to have it. It's going to be great. So.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
exciting.
Congratulations.
Then you could woohoo.
Probably about a week. Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah.
Although it's probably not the best place to woohoo, honestly.
Yeah, but people do. You know, it's a thing.
Oh, Eve says look out the window, but I can't do that because we're doing
with
a show.
The headphone. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say can't. They're probably outside playing. You know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Let me look out the window. Oh, okay. All right.
Kay's going to actually take a look and see. Is there some shoveling happening and some pup walking?
He's just out there with him.
Okay.
Maybe he'll poop.
That's exciting.
He looks like he might poop. But he's playing. He's playing fetch. Okay.
I think he might be listening mobile there.
I am just listening.
All right, they're playing fetch outside.
Okay,
which is
that's good.
Okay,
you can work the pup out.
Yeah,
that's always good.
So the hot tub's going in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Any other improvements being made to the house? Is that the only project you got going on? Because I know you guys are into the projects.
Oh, there's always something. We had a loud bathroom fan.
Yeah,
it was like right up here. No. No, it was like more like a squealing.
Oh,
it would go away though.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I'll take care of that. Like, so
did you replace it?
Changing a, you know, it's like changing a light fixture, really. But turns out, no, a little trickier than that.
Oh, really?
Got to cut a bigger hole, and it's kind of hard getting that sucker out. So we'll put it, there's a big hole in the in the bathroom ceiling right now. I'm not done with that. So
oh, wow.
That'll probably have to wait until after the hot tub. So just open the window now and showering upstairs. But yeah, it's going to be nice when it's done. It's going to be a bigger light, but you know, quiet fan.
You know what? I mean, the fan in the bathroom is a good thing.
Yeah.
I think I can't believe, these are the things I can't believe about my current place. I can't believe that in the bathroom, there was no, like, sometimes you use, like, fan-integrated heat, you know, like, if it's cold
in
the winter.
Oh, like hotels.
Yeah, like a heater.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that that wasn't a thing. Like, yeah. There was no heater. Because
it's new construction. It's pretty new.
Yeah, new construction.
Yeah.
Like, why wasn't there a heater?
I like that when you
I love it. In the wintertime, get all warmed up. It's freezing in the bathroom.
Mm.
And you got to take a shower.
Yeah.
You know, and you
get it hot.
Yeah, get it hot.
Because you're not wearing clothes at that point.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah, you're
freezing. Might as well be warm. Yeah.
So I'm surprised it didn't have heat.
Hmm.
Eve's asking. He's listening.
Oh, he's just listening. Okay.
He's asking if there's heater in the new bathrooms. You know what? I don't know. And that would be something I should check out by going back to the model unit.
Can you always put it in?
I
don't know about that.
I think, I don't know if you can always put it, well, I mean, I suppose maybe it might have to be something you'd run past the condo board.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, construction.
Much trickier than like the fan, because this has got a vent that goes to the roof.
Yeah.
Like there's so many parts to it.
Yeah.
But if it's just a heat thing, I would think, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You could probably put that in.
Well, it would be nice though, and if I want in a future home. Is some heated floor situation.
That's what I was going to say. That's like
that's
even
where
better.
It's at.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. You
what
don't
do they call that? Radiant heat? Yeah.
Yeah.
We looked at a few places that had it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that is nice.
That's nice.
Even the garage had it.
Really?
This one place. Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, man. I mean, what do you do? What do you need heated floors for the garage, though? You're never walking around barefoot.
I know. I guess you do. There's people doing some work on the cars. That's kind of nice. I don't know.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. That's a nice heat, though.
Yeah.
It's just, you feel it.
Heated floors.
Yeah.
It's kind of like those heated toilet seats. I've gone to places where people have had heated toilet seats, and it shocks me every time I sit down. I'm like, whoa.
We've looked those toilets up. You're all about the fancy toilet that talks and, like,
I want the smart
wipes
toilet.
Yourself and stuff like that.
No, it doesn't wipe you, but it has a bidet.
Yeah, we got one of those. Yeah.
I know. I saw you had one of those.
That's a game changer.
I want one of those.
I highly recommend it.
I want one of those smart toilets where you install it and it, like, sings songs and, like, and plays music and has, like,
it sounds like a distraction, really.
Well,
what else does it do? It cleans.
It's a bidet. It cleans you with like, warm water.
Doesn't it clean the seat or something?
I don't know.
Doesn't one of them have, like, a thing that goes around it? Wait, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
We looked at those ones.
But I think that would be the ultimate game changer of life is to, like, have one of those that, like, you know,
yeah.
Or just to install a bidet, period. Like, to have separate bidet.
It's, a freestanding.
Yeah, like an actual bidet.
But I like it. I like it in there because it's just like, you know.
I know, you like it integrated. I like it integrated, too.
You just, you know, you take care of business. And
I just don't like the way it looks if it's, like, separate, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it upsets me a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So I need one of those, like, toilets where it's integrated.
Yeah.
Or if it's, like, hidden. I want it to be hidden.
You could put whatever you want in your place, right?
I mean,
it's your place.
We could replace the toilet. I mean.
Brand new toilet.
I would do it if they weren't, like, $4,000.
Oh,
you know
yeah. That's
saying?
Right. They are. That's true. Yeah.
Like, so expensive. It seems that's some
expensive porcelain.
Like, if you have that money, just messing around in your pocket, mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely.
You want some real experience crapper.
Yeah. But for $4,000, I'd rather do some other things first.
Get all the closets. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have all the closets designed, and they came to a very high number from Container Store.
Wow.
So I'm hoping
it adds up really fast.
Yeah.
As someone who built out one for the first time. My gosh.
So I'm hoping I'll be able to get a discount.
There you go.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it added up to like $5,000.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I was like, okay. You know? So
it adds up fast.
Yeah.
It's really
easy to have that. I mean, I could make modifications to make it not so. And, you know, I'm thinking, like, honestly, that I should put some hanging space in one of them. Just because, like, I don't have any extra, like, hanging stuff. You know, I just have, like, two clothes closets and that's it. No, I only have one clothes closet. We'll see.
Nice.
We'll see. Still working it out, as you can see.
Yeah, well, you get some time, too, right?
Yeah, I have lots of time.
Place is not even fully built.
Yeah. Right? Well, there was definitely, I mean, I was able to walk around in it and, like, you know, measure and stuff. So I wonder how close they are to finishing. I hope very close.
I think we were in your new/old neighborhood this afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, which neighbor? Well, what was around? Don't say which neighborhood it was, please.
Well, the place that has okay food and crappy service.
Okay food and crappy service.
And actually, there's nothing wrong with the service today, which was really shocking.
You mean the good beer place?
I guess it is a good beer place.
Is that going to be my new neighborhood now?
Isn't it? I thought that's what it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the famous place.
Yeah. We were there today.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, you know
what? It reminds me of the old days.
Well, you know what? That place is awesome.
It's
only good for beer.
Yeah.
You can't get.
We had a pizza.
Pizza's gross. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's gross.
I thought it was passable. I thought you liked it. Okay.
It's not good. We're not going to say the name of the place because
I'm not going to say the name.
It's just to protect my privacy.
Kay Patterson.
Yeah. Well, I we won't say the name of the place. But I always thought the pizza was okay.
I always thought the pizza was terrible.
Oh, but we used to get stuff from there all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't my first choice.
Okay.
You know?
It was not mine usually, mostly because you had to go get it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So now that I know what's around, I mean, now that I know what's, I mean, I know that that's there, but I haven't lived there in over 5 years, so I don't know, like, what's new, you know, around there.
Oh, yeah.
So.
There's a lot of good, there's a lot of good restaurants.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm excited.
The what's one of my favorites? The Three Cats. What's it called?
Oh yeah, I know that.
You know
place.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I haven't been to that place.
Small. It's like
yeah,
in a house.
It's a tapas place.
You haven't been?
No.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
I haven't been there.
Really good.
It's tasty. Do they have the cheese wrapped in the honey thing that we
like
at Tapeo?
Oh,
that's no longer.
Oh no yeah, longer. No, they got similar.
They've got something similar.
They've got some real nice cheese stuff.
Okay.
And the cocktails.
Cocktails are good.
Oh, yeah.
I really am sad that Tapeo is no longer.
They're no longer?
I don't think so. I think it's shut down. Right?
Well, what about the other ones? Aren't there three?
Dali is still there.
Okay.
But
that's
not
a good
Tapeo.
Place. Yeah.
So.
Food show.
Food show. Yeah, we were talking about food again. Shocker. Shocker. So, anyway, I'm excited about having more than one bathroom.
That's going to be great.
And having an office. Very exciting.
Also key.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be office/den. So a place to
I like that.
Place to hang out and a place to like just chill out zone, you know, when there's too much going on.
We try to do a little bit of that here.
Is this the chill out zone?
Well, you know, you could, you know, a person can come up here on their own.
Yeah.
If you'd like. Yeah.
Didn't you have a plan here before? What happened to that?
Plants down in the basement with the other growing plants.
Oh, okay, I thought you had something up here. It was like some kind of
the love bush
you brought back.
Yeah, from the tropical island.
Oh, what happened to it?
It's doing well. It's getting some of the grow light.
Oh, it's getting the grow light action.
Yeah, it's getting some.
How's your grow light situation?
Oh my gosh, it's a little out of control. Okay.
What do you mean?
Well,
you've been doing some indoor gardening.
Indoor gardening.
Yeah.
Kind of like you, right?
Yeah.
turns out we got a male and a female. We thought we had two females.
Okay.
And so we got one that's budding and one that's, what do you call it? The pollen.
Oh, okay.
It's going crazy now. But we're gonna have a crop pretty
really?
Soon. Oh, yeah. It's happening soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
We could go show you the plant after the show.
All right, I'll view the plant.
It's getting out of control.
Well, you guys like got that grow light
taller
on a
than
lot.
Me.
It's going crazy.
Yeah, I haven't got the electric bill yet. I don't know.
Grow lights are like they, you know, they're just like just putting it next to the sun all the time. It's like, oh yeah, I got this.
It's cranking.
Is a good temperature for it down there?
I don't know. We're just kind of rolling with it. You know, we just put the light up red a little bit, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I've become like almost a little anal retentive about the like environment in my house.
Yeah.
For the house plants. I don't really care about my succulents, you know, like my cactuses and stuff.
Those are pretty easy, right?
Yeah. But I care about the tropical plants.
Oh.
So I get excited now. See, this is good. It's made me tolerate some things more because when Eve dries his pants and shirts on the line, it increases the humidity in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
And pleases the plants.
Oh, my gosh.
So now it's okay.
But it wasn't before.
No, it was just in the way.
Okay.
Yeah. But now it increases the humidity in the room, and it's good for the plants, and they like it.
Well, that's good.
Because I like to keep them happy and to keep everybody from getting spider mites.
Oh, geez.
I need to keep the humidity above 50%. 50% is sort of my DEFCON level, you know?
Wow, this is you've reached some serious level here. I mean,
yeah.
I don't, you know.
I feel like in wintertime I might struggle a little bit, so we'll see what happens. But if it's at 60%, it's pretty good. Like, it's perfect.
Okay.
But 50% is DEFCON level.
What about keeping the husband happy?
I don't think that the humidity really affects
him. No. Oh, okay. All right.
He can live with, you know, 40% humidity. Actually, that's pretty dry. It's pretty dry for humans, I think. That's like wintertime humidity. Oh, the dog is back.
Cute.
He came back. I guess he was having fun outside, so. Is he still in here? Where did he go?
He's right over here.
Oh, okay. Is he saying hi to you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen your cats at all today.
Yeah. I don't know. We were napping when we got home.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, I was a little crazy, so.
I'm all about, I haven't taken a nap in a long time.
Grab a cat, take a nap.
Yeah. That sounds nice. I love Nat taking a nap with Clover, too, because it's fun, because he will nap with you. Like, yeah. He's like, oh, we're napping?
Oh, look at that. There's napping happening right there.
Oh, yeah, that was today.
That's really today. Cute.
Clover James? Clover James! Clover, get out.
He's in the closet?
He's in the closet. That's not a place where you're supposed to be.
Theo likes the closet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, you got that like 3-tier rolling card there. What were we going to do with
that?
I know.
That was a gift. You know, I wanted one for a while from the IKEA.
Yeah.
And then as they do, they got rid of the color I wanted. I wanted the gray.
Oh, so now there's a gray. What are you going to do with it?
My sweetie sister gave me that. I don't know yet. I think it's going to go in here. I haven't really decided what.
It could be a bar.
Oh.
This is what we need.
Okay, always with the thinking.
A mini fridge.
I know. But yes, I think that's
like
a great idea.
Like college fridges, mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, like let me get you a tonic right here. Like maybe it's under here and I just can reach.
Wouldn't that be the dream?
Reach for it. Yeah, no, I think you're onto something. I don't know where we could make that. Also, those cabinets have nothing in them.
Oh, they don't?
So those could always have bottles.
Somebody.
We'll get bottles up here.
Somebody is very curious. And is in the closet again.
He's checking it out.
What's in there? Just stuff? I see there's a ladder in there. Or like a step stool.
There's a lot of weird things in there. There's cat carriers.
He's checking out all kinds
machine.
Of things. He's just smelling everything. He's so interested. All right, whatever. He'll be tired later. Because he gets excited from checking stuff out.
Yeah, works him out.
Works the brain. I'm happy to check out the gardening that you're doing.
Oh yeah, I'll show you
later in the after the show.
I'll show you what's
check
going
out,
on.
Yeah.
I sort of don't know what I'm doing. It's getting a little out of control. We'll have some crop soon.
That's exciting. What will you do with the crop?
We might enjoy some. We might give some away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
We might do some baking with it.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe some cookies.
Cookies. Can you make candy with it too?
You can do candy. We might do like some butter for baking.
Oh, butter.
Yep.
Yeah.
He
got stuck. He can't get out.
Where is he?
I don't know. He's on that side now.
I don't see him.
Well, like I saw the curtain moving.
Where is he? Oh, butter.
She gets some butter up in there. Get some butter up in there.
Yeah. So we went the high holiday today, Swedish car day.
Oh, that's right. How was that?
It was excellent.
Why do you not have like Swedish music?
I know. We'll get some Swedish music.
Because what is Swedish music anyway?
I think a hambo. I could pull something up.
Clover?
On like YouTube. I don't know how you spell it.
Hambo?
Is a Swedish couple dance.
Oh. Have you done the hambo? Hambo?
Hambo is how you say it.
Hambo.
Let's video. Let's see. Maybe.
We're looking up.
Well, let's see what this sounds like.
Swedish car day, exciting! Look at the big Swedish flag on the screen.
Oh, this is perfect.
Perfect. All right, it's Swedish car day today.
Yeah, Swedish car day.
So what happened? You took your Swedish car.
Took both my Swedish cars.
Both.
Both.
Okay.
And so last year, the R. Won best in show.
Best in show, yeah.
Yeah. And then this year, the Red Wagon won best in show.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Congratulations.
Derek's holding up his best in show award, People's Choice Award.
I'm very excited. That's the Red Wagon that's in the... Red Wagon.
And you get this, so special.
You get this little medal, too.
Oh, which, wow. Where do you put that?
I don't know. Maybe I'll go in the case there.
It's cool. Yeah, that definitely belongs in the case.
So I was so excited. I was jumping up and I was probably the most excited person because I wasn't really expecting to win because there's a lot of cars. It's a tough category. So that's the red wagon that looks like this.
You're good at putting together IKEA stuff, by the way. I'm looking at this cabinet.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And it looks good. You got like a light in there and everything.
I like the display, yeah.
Is the light from IKEA, too?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Might.
Got it hitched up.
Might need your help.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We can do that. Yeah. Don't you have this?
Because I'm not good at building.
Don't you have the same?
Yeah. This is Besta, yeah?
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. All right. Swedish.
I'm trying to buy some bookcases with glass fronts.
Oh, nice.
And I'm not good at putting stuff together from IKEA.
No?
Well, okay. You saw me. I put together the...
We did something together once, right?
I put the drawers together.
Oh, yeah. That's not easy. That's not easy.
And I got one to fit perfectly. And one was the bane of my existence.
Oh, no. Didn't quite fit in.
It wasn't... It was like... The slider was fine. It's just the drawer front did not match up with the rest of the unit.
Like alignment?
Yes, alignment. So Eve fixed it. I don't know what happened.
There's some adjustments on that?
Yeah. I mean, it was just like, it was one of the more frustrating days I've had building furniture. I was able to put the doors on and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was so frustrating. It was one of the more frustrating things I've ever done.
Oh, man.
And then put the hinges on. The hinges, like... Screw in? Yeah, those are... that? Like, why? Because I just was, like, thinking the other day, I was like, oh, I should move a shelf. And then I was like, wait. I have to unscrew these brackets?
It is a little weird.
I don't think so. Like, I just gave up on it because I was like, oh, I don't want to do that.
I feel like you got a new video there. Kay getting frustrated putting together IKEA furniture.
Oh, my God. No,
that's pretty funny.
I love IKEA furniture.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, me too.
And I love it when I can put it together. Like the freaking bar stools. It was fine putting those together. Fine.
I don't remember what those are. Yeah.
The bar stools that I have now, they have the backs on them. And they're like, they have the cushion. It's nice. They're nice.
Yeah.
I probably have to buy another two of those for the new place. Because I think the counter might be bigger.
Oh, taller?
I hope so. No, longer.
Oh, more. So yeah. Can you get a?
You can get an additional two seats up in there.
We got some really nice the adjustable ones.
Oh, adjustable ones. Those are nice.
And we have no idea what we're doing with them.
Oh.
You know you know what I'm talking about? I should show you after the show.
Oh, but I want them to match the
wall. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think we gotta sell them or something.
Yeah, I think you might have to put those on Deep Derek Bay.
Yeah,
D Bay. But so congratulations on
winning best
in show again, People's Choice.
Yeah,
that is really special.
I was really excited.
So, do you get anything else for that? Do you get like a free dinner at McDonald's or something?
No. Pretty much, the medal. And yeah, this, I'll put this up.
Right next to right under the last year's?
Last year's, yeah.
That's pretty spectacular.
It is, yeah. There's a lot of people there. I don't know how many cars there were, but yeah.
Well, that's amazing. So you had a good, fun day.
Yeah, and then we went to...
It was nice and cool out, too. It wasn't...
Yeah, and we were worried about rain, but it sprinkled a little bit. It stayed clear, which was really good for a car show. No one wants to look at cars in the rain.
No.
That's no fun.
Nobody wants to look at much of anything in the rain.
And I was up... I was up, like, most of the night.
Really?
Like, clean.
Detailing?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Look at you.
I barely got sleep.
Wow.
Both cars. Like vacuumed.
That's intense.
Waxed. This thing I buffed and waxed.
That's why there was nap time.
Woo. Yeah. And then, you know, a couple beers at the place.
There you go.
That doesn't have very good service.
Yeah.
That
actually
was okay.
Well, there you go. Sometimes it's like rolling the dice.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, tomorrow I'm shooting a video, like a cleaning video. I'm excited. I like to clean. Yeah, it's fun.
Nice.
I'm going to clean things I don't normally clean. So,
really, like
the windows. Well, I did that already. The windows,
like,
because you got to purchase like a big arm tool and like go and like take the screen off and go outside.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I did.
It was difficult
when what were we doing? Oh, when I was putting the speakers out on the porch.
Oh.
I had to do some wiring by the windows, and then I looked,
it's
and I was
so
like,
scary.
It was disgusting.
Oh, really?
It was like almost like black.
Ew.
So
like
I cleaned,
no one had ever cleaned.
Yeah, you'd
the
wipe
windows.
The thing and it's like black.
Oh,
like, oh my gosh.
So gross.
Yeah. That's something you don't really think about, but yeah,
it's
a lot
rough
nicer.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's rough stuff.
That's good.
Yeah, and maybe the vent for the stove. I think that deserves.
Oh, that's a good
clean
the too. The thing. Can you take the thing out?
Yeah, you can.
Oh,
take it out.
Yeah, people just don't. That's something
people forget
people sleep
about
on.
That. Yeah,
yeah,
and
you,
then
that's
it gets
gross.
Like, so gross.
Yeah,
then you're like wondering why you can't get the smell out of your kitchen because it can't work.
All,
it's
dumped
up with stuff.
Right. Yeah, and it's just I don't know. It looks like a fry litter blew up.
Yes.
Inside there or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm doing some big cleaning jobs tomorrow.
Nice.
It's good times. Good times. I love to do that. And yeah, so that, and it's like, you know, that's kind of exciting life I have. I'm doing that for money.
That's,
you know,
great.
Making a video.
Yeah.
It's good times.
And you enjoy it. So that's
yeah,
great.
It's yeah. Good times.
Good times.
Yeah. You're clean. Oh, I think Clover's tired now.
He's slowing down a little bit.
Yeah. Cause he's been in my lap for a little bit and he's panting and seems tired. So I think he wore himself out. He's good at that. He's good at wearing himself down, you know, because like a walk is not going to, is not doing it for him every day.
Yeah.
You know? It's just not enough. So usually a walk and play.
Walk and play.
Or like more than one walk, you know, maybe like two long walks or one long walk and one short walk. But he's energetic.
Kind of like a toddler, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's energetic. So, but I appreciate that. You know, I don't hate on him for it. I love it. He's gonna get down again. He was just taking a break in my lap there, but yeah, we appreciate him. I think he needs some other stuff to do though. Like I think he needs
like a hobby.
Yeah, like anything. He's like good mm-hmm. at agility or nose work or something.
Oh, agility.
Yeah.
Do you think he could get him into that?
Yeah, I think he would dominate.
I think my sweetie has a coworker that does that.
Really?
Like very seriously, like. Competing.
Oh, he's like, they're serious.
Yeah,
yeah. I think he
it
would
sounds
dominate.
Like fun.
Yeah, because he's got.
I would go.
You would go and,
oh
and
my
why
gosh.
Root him on.
It sounds
he's
like
kind
fun.
Of a busybody, as
yeah.
you can tell.
Yeah.
He's everywhere and nowhere. You know.
Do they do like classifications? Like because I like do they do like a breed thing or how does
I don't
that
think
work?
So.
No. Okay.
No.
Just anyone go for it.
I think it's any dog go for it. Any dog that's like gonna do it is gonna do it.
Nice.
Last year we took him to the Somerville Dog Festival and he tried the agility and pwned it.
Really?
Yeah.
So he might have a future here.
Yeah, I think so. But we just gotta get him in there. So and apparently his friend at the dog park also very good at agility. So that's fun.
I like it.
I love that we have dog park friends, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I know the dog's names, and if I like them really well, then I know the owner's names, too.
Oh, I see how it is, yeah.
But that doesn't always happen.
You just know the dog.
Oh, yeah. I know all the dog's names, you know? Like, there's this one dog named Jabu. I have no idea.
Jabu.
Jabu. I have no idea what his dad's name is. Wow. Clover is just really into everything. There must be something up there that smells.
I think there's a blanket. There's two there's two cat carriers, I'm pretty sure, in there. Maybe he's smelling some kitties. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Yeah, yesterday I was taking him for a walk, and he laid eyes on a squirrel.
Oh, boy.
And they were close enough to where that they locked eyes, and the squirrel was on the ground, and he was on the ground, and he chased him. Up a tree.
Oh, yeah.
And a squirrel taunted him from in the tree.
Really?
Yeah, wink.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
Looked directly at him. It was pretty entertaining. And also, he knows where the bunnies are.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows where the bunnies are. And he knows.
He wants to get a bunny?
Yeah. Yeah. He always checks for the bunnies when he passes where the bunnies live.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Mm-hmm. He, like, look. He stops and looks. And occasionally, like, 1 out of 10 times, there is a bunny or two that is there. And he just stares at them and doesn't do anything. Clover James, can you not? Eve, can you take care of Clover for just a brief second? He said yes, but he hasn't gotten up to do anything yet.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the noise is.
He's scraping the bottom of the of the curtain.
Well, we can take a break.
Let's take a break. All right, let's take a brief break.
Excuse me. Oh my goodness. Maybe I need some water or something.
Okay, and then maybe you got
weird
didn't
you
news?
Say? Oh, you want to do some weird news?
Yeah. What I got? What were you gonna say?
And I thought you said there was like some big news, but I think that was the house.
Oh, I think that was the house. Yeah, that was it.
We haven't touched on pumpkin stuff.
Oh my god, we forgot.
But is this the actual pumpkin show?
Because
then we got to pull out the.
It's not.
You know.
Maybe we'll change the title.
We'll change the title. But I did see some pumpkin stuff.
I've seen a lot of pumpkin stuff. All right, let's take a break real fast.
Be right back after this. When you just feel like giving in. And there are times you want to fight. And no one better bring you down.
This is the Derek
and Kay Show. The pharmaceutical industry is at it again. They don't want you to vote yes on Proposition 208 and legalize medical cocaine. For millions of Americans, it's the medicine that helps them get through the day. A God-given plant strained through gasoline in the jungle by a man with missing teeth. Vote yes on Proposition 208 and legalize medical cocaine.
Does your house smell like ass? Find out what you can do tonight.
San Andreas just can't get enough of the Glory Hole theme park.
Glory Hole, where strangers become friends.
It's the place for magic and adventure. We all like speaking rodents to entertain and educate our kids. And now with Jerry Gerbil, the kids have someone they can really relate to.
Kids, come and play. I've got puppies to show you.
Yay, try speaking rodent.
Go on, kids, have fun. I know it's safe. Jerry's wearing a latex bodysuit.
See you later, Mom. We're off to have fun with strangers.
Glory Hole.
Of the flaming screen machine. Glory Hole Theme Park.
Glory Hole.
Open every day till 3 a.m. Come live the mystery.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Show. Hey, it's Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Did you have to visit, see a man about a horse or something?
No, I just had to check on some outdoor stuff, but
okay.
I wasn't sure what's going on.
Okay, is everything okay?
Woo, yeah.
Everything's good?
I think so.
Okay, super, super duper. Pooper scooper.
Pooper scooper.
All right. Wait, what are we talking about? Oh,
I have no idea.
Spice.
Are we?
So what have you seen? Oh, by the way, I almost sent you this, but I didn't. I forgot. I was at Marshall's. Because I'm there a lot.
Really? Marshall's.
Yeah. I love Marshall's. They have all my plant pots come from Marshall's.
Oh, that's nice. I wouldn't have thought.
So cheap. Yeah. I got the cheap, like $5. I got some
That's pretty good.
Cute plant pots. Like super cute. Anyway, they have a whole pumpkin spice thing set up.
No
like,
way.
Like last week. Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Like a whole like display.
It's
like not just an end cap, like a whole display. And they had all the things too, like all the K cups from last year, you know?
No. That's bad.
I didn't buy K cups, but not the pumpkin spice K cups.
It's you know, it's August.
It's August.
It's still August. It's still summer. What's up with the pup? Right now he's going crazy.
He wants to follow Eve outside.
And you know, I saw was this on the Facebook? The pumpkin Cheerios? What's going on with the dog?
Okay. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, are there pumpkin Cheerios? And is like, that a thing
why,
now?
Why is that now? Like they're so quick to move that next season.
Hold on, pumpkin.
Yeah, if you look it up,
pumpkin.
I think it's a real thing.
Can't spell cheery.
Like with real pumpkin or something.
Ew, yeah, why would you want real pumpkin in your? Well, yes, it's a thing. Pumpkin Cheerios. They have them at Target. Pumpkin. Wait, it's pumpkin spice Cheerios. Okay.
Well, of course. Of course.
Not just pumpkin.
Yeah. It's all about the pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice Cheerios.
Yeah.
Limited edition.
Yeah.
Unlimited flavor.
Oh, I see what they did there.
Mm-hmm. See what they did there?
Yeah.
Yep. So I don't think you that's... know. Oh, wait. Here's their description.
Okay.
General Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin spice Cheerios is made from real pumpkin puree and a delicious blend of cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove.
Mm-hmm.
It's fall in a box. This seasonal flavor is going to be a pantry staple, but make sure to grab a box as it's only available for a limited time.
Yeah.
It's a pantry staple.
You know why?
Gluten-free, though.
Why are they throwing down our throats the pumpkin spice? Does this happen?
And because white girls love pumpkin spice.
Yeah, right? I mean, does this happen in the rest of the world? I mean, what?
I think it's just an American thing. I don't know. Is it?
Dumb American thing, right?
I think it might be. Pumpkin spice 2019. That is the search term I have entered into Google right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I like that.
Just to see what's going on. We need to get, like... By the way, the top result is AOL.com. Why is that still a website, first of all?
Some people still use that for email, which is really weird.
America Online. Remember America Online?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where they're like connecting.
Pumpkin. Spice.
All right. It's a freaking gallery, which I hate. Why can't I just see all of the things at the same time?
Did you choose Pumpkin Spice 2019?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. There's Pumpkin Pie Kit Kat. Do you want to try that?
Why? Yeah, I guess I'd give it a try.
There's pumpkin spice yogurt covered pretzels.
We've had that.
We have?
I think we had that on the show.
There's pumpkin spice blue diamond almonds.
I don't understand that. What did we do? Spam? This is a joke.
I know there's a spam. No, I think it's real.
Really?
Yeah. There's a pumpkin spice. Oh, the pumpkin spice cinnamon rolls from Pillsbury might be silly.
All right.
Ew, there's pumpkin spice popcorn from Pop Secret.
We've had popcorn.
Yeah, but not popcorn you make in the microwave.
No, that's weird. That's just weird. Here's someone with the Cheerios.
Okay, I'm not going to go for the Starbucks pumpkin spice. There's pumpkin spice.
Muscle butter.
Betty Crocker cookie mix, which it seems fine to me. Ew, there's pumpkin bagels. Noosa yogurt. You ever eat the Noosa yogurt? It's chock full
I've
of
had,
sugar.
I've had some pumpkin yogurt before.
Is it good?
I think it was okay.
It's gross. There's pumpkin spice.
What is this? Is that what you're pointing at?
Okay, stop. This is not on the show. There's pumpkin spice mini wheats, which seems, you know what? Honestly, that seems fine. Limited edition, of course.
Yeah.
Kellogg's. There's pumpkin spice hot chocolate, which I don't understand.
Hot chocolate? No.
How is that a thing? Pumpkin spice hot chocolate. I'm confused about that and grossed out. Ew, pumpkin spice Jell-O. Wait, Jell-O pudding? Yes, Jell-O pudding. Gross. Okay, we did the Cheerios. There's also this year pumpkin spice Milanos, like the Pepper Charm cookies. You like those?
Pumpkin spice Milanos. Why? Those are good.
I like the mint Milanos.
Oh,
like,
the mint. Those are silly. The mint is where it's at. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
There's pumpkin spice Quaker instant oatmeal, which, you know what? I like some instant oatmeal.
Oh, sure.
I like it.
Sure.
Even though it's kind of mushy and disgusting.
Yeah, I'll eat it.
But, I mean, if you're really hungry in the morning, it's great. There's pumpkin spice donuts from Katz, gluten-free. So gluten-free. They're even getting into the gluten-free. Ew, there's a pumpkin spice Kind bar.
Of course.
And Harry and David pumpkin butter, which I think is disgusting. Oh, and then there's a pumpkin pie Pop-Tarts, which weren't they kind of good?
Yeah, we tried
those.
Yeah, they were good, right? Yeah.
Okay. There's pumpkin spice pancake mix, pumpkin spice tazo chai. Everything about the pumpkin bread, perfectly pumpkin cake mix by Pillsbury. There's pumpkin spice Bigelow tea.
It's pretty much everything, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's
pretty much. I mean, why? Why are you doing this to us?
I don't understand it. Each year it gets worse.
Why can't we have, instead of pumpkin spice, why can't we have apple spice?
That sounds better to me.
Doesn't it sound good to you?
Yeah.
Like spiced apple something.
Yeah.
Like if there was a spiced apple Pop-Tart.
Oh, yeah. That'd be silly.
That'd be so good.
Yeah.
Because believe it or not, there used to be
like
apple Pop-Tarts.
Oh, really? I've never
seen
that.
Yes. There were apple Pop-Tarts, and they were delicious. Wait, are there still not apple Pop-Tarts?
I've never heard of that. Look at this pumpkin.
I had them.
Look at this pumpkin spice. This is like a pumpkin spice storm. This is kind of funny.
Oh, my God. That is funny.
August 20th, it's like starting up. August 25th, it's coming closer. It's September. Boom.
I hate. Oh, you know what? Apple Pop-Tarts, still a thing.
Okay.
Okay. They're really good. But I haven't seen them in a store in a long time. They're so good. No one talks about them. They're delicious.
I've never heard of them. Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. I like Pop-Tarts. Wait, this is a crisp apple. I think that's a new flavor. The Pop-Tarts. What's Pop-Tarts simply? Is that like the healthier Pop-Tart? Please watch the dog. He's like a toddler. You can't just like take your eyes off of him and expect him to like just behave. You know, maybe in like 3 years he might be that way, but not now.
No.
He's still got the puppy mentality. You know, he's going to get into stuff.
Oh, he's cute, though.
He's kind of naughty.
A side note, because I'm looking at, they got the Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice coffees, which I'll get sometimes. Like, I'm like, why am I getting this?
But I'll get it sometimes, too.
But what about, we didn't even talk about this. What about the name change? They're now just Dunkin'. You know about this?
Yeah.
It's like official. Like, they're changing some of the signage, new places.
Know how,
like, it's just going to be Dunkin' someday.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Did they want to dissociate themselves from the donuts?
I think so. Yeah, I think
because donuts are unhealthy,
they're always trying to push that they're more than donuts.
But isn't that like the premise of their marketing from the 50s? Like, it's time to make the donuts. Isn't
that's right.
So, like, why is it all about the coffee now? I think it might be because they're like, America runs on Dunkin'.
I think so.
And they're all about like, oh, we just sell yummy coffee. But like, you also sell delicious donuts. Why are you like, why are you embarrassed?
Well, let's be real. They're okay donuts, right?
Oh, I like them.
Really?
I know you have. What? I know you don't like them, okay?
We've talked about this probably so many times. What's your favorite Dunkin' donut then?
Okay, I don't eat Dunkin' donuts
very
much.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, I don't want to be
I'll do the
fan.
Coffee, though.
But if I'm having a cheat day and I feel really, if I feel like being fat,
treat day,
then I'll get a coffee roll and a French vanilla extra cream and sugar medium.
That's
so good.
That's
it's like a sugar
frosted.
Bomb. No. It's the big roll. It's like,
what?
It's like huge like this. And it's, you gotta look
at
it. You gotta Google it. Dunkin' Donuts coffee roll.
Dunkin'.
And it takes like a million years to eat it because it's like it's so big.
Coffee roll. So it's not really a donut.
No, well, it's kind of a donut. It's like five donuts, really. Yeah, there it is. It's huge.
Oh, it's like it looks like a cinnamon bun.
Yeah, and it's delicious. How many calories in a Dunkin' Donuts coffee roll?
I don't think I've ever seen this.
Really? You've never seen it?
Well, this does look like more superior than a donut. I mean,
it's amazing, and I'm looking up right now. I'm looking up Dunkin' Donuts coffee roll. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? Wait a minute. How many servings is one coffee roll, though? So, I gotta look on the Dunkin' Donuts website. Because they'll tell me how many calories are in that big-ass coffee roll.
I can't believe I've never seen that.
I can't find it. Because they're saying 370 calories. Does that seem right to you?
60 seconds.
Oh, we're out of time. Left. Jeez, that was fast.
Oh, this one's saying 390 calories. That sounds more accurate. But
I look at this and I'm
really,
like, I can't eat the rest of the day.
It's
that's
so
what
good.
I when I'm seeing that, I'm like,
it's
oh.
so good.
I
it's
just had
so
some pizza.
Good. It's a sugar bomb. Like when you get like you get a coffee roll and you get your coffee with cream and sugar, you might as well, you have diabetes instantly.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway. Woo. We've talked end the show talking about food. Whoa. Oh my gosh. Okay.
We gotta bark.
Well, I guess we gotta go then.
No show next week.
No show next
I'm
week.
I'm calling a weird all night dance.
Okay.
I'll be calling a dance.
All night dance.
From midnight to three, the Dawn Dance, Bravo, okay. Vermont.
Good times.
But yeah. All I don't right. know. We'll be back. See you in September, I think.
See you in September.
Nice.
All right, guys. Peace out.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray! I think he's going to bark again.
That was good timing.